Good morning. Last week, in talking from the On Believing Mind, Shinshin Ming, I ended with the phrase, "We can only say not to." Another way to say it is just avoid duality. Without duality, there is none that is not fully embraced, none that we could not comprehend. This not to is spacious. It's spaciousness that we experience in our zazen. It's not inside, not outside, or we could say it another way, it's the spaciousness of inside, outside, right here, being just this moment. It's the spaciousness of past, present, together, right here. That's not to. And it's taking care of right here. Being right here is taking care of past and future. If we want to say it's atoning, it's preparing, it's arriving. It's letting go of fears of the future and regrets about the past is not to right here. This very life moment, which is what doing zazen is. It's the right here of this moment sitting, experiencing. Trees, wind, inside, outside, not separate. Sound, inside, outside. Is sound inside? Is sound outside? Is serving other than receiving? See? This not too is fundamentally this not knowing. It's not knowing in the midst of knowing all sorts of things. It's knowing in the midst of not knowing. It's self in the midst of not self. It's stillness that's not other than this arising passing that is our life, this ongoing changing. This ongoing changing that we take care of right here. And there's nothing that we can't embrace, despite our reactions to it or our difficulties with it, despite it fitting what we planned or not fitting what we planned. That's all ours, all our life, which is why we say not to. Even that's extra, but still. When we sit, when we practice, then this not to is something we taste with our own life. When, if you could say, we're not caught up in self-centered thoughts, feelings, reactions, or when we can see them for what they are and, in a sense, let go so that we can be the experiencing, then this is the spaciousness of not to. It's what and who we are and what and who we always encounter, because that's not separate. That's not dual. It's exactly what we could embrace. Or we hold on to what we're certain of, which just creates more potential for friction in our life, creates potential for privileging what we know or what we think we know and what we therefore react based on and miss our life. We miss the wind that extends in all directions, the sound of the wind, This moment right here, is it inside? Is it outside? See, this is our experiencing. This is our practice of being right this moment. And in the midst of being this not to, we get to also see what's ours to take care of, what's ours to do, and what's ours not to do, and to not do what is ours not to do. Though sometimes we confuse what's ours and what's not ours, and we get into, so to speak, what's not our business, and then we create suffering, stress, harming for ourselves and others. So, whether you remember it as being not to, saying, reminding ourselves not to, or noticing where we hold on to duality and judgment, where spaciousness gets caught up in our ideas about it, or our caughtness, this is always our opportunity in sitting, our opportunity in daily life, our opportunity in encounters with all sorts of people, whether it's on Zoom, as we're doing right now, on the internet, or face to face. And others include people and various circumstances that we other. When we make something other, we create all sorts of injustices, all sorts of troubles, all sorts of harming. When we can see that we only need ourselves, then we can embrace and respond to all the circumstances. And at the same time, still know what's ours to take care of and what's not ours. And sometimes the greatest gift is the gift of no fear, of knowing what's not ours to take care of, and yet not entangling in, whether we call it self-centered dream or holding to judgments and beliefs. Okay, you've heard more than enough from me. This text is an interesting text to look at some other time. You might want to do that, but I'll stop now and we can just go around. You can respond to something I said, but that's not necessary. It's just an opportunity for each of us to check in and share our life and our life practice to the extent that we wish to. Thank you. The game is-